This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Taliban insurgents Wednesday captured airports in the Afghan provinces of Herat and Kunduz as they consolidated control, and U.S. troops complete their withdrawal from Afghanistan by the end of the month. The Taliban also say they are in full control of 9 provincial capitals and closing in on others. The recent Taliban offensive has seen the insurgent group seize control of Afghanistan's border crossings with Turkmenistan, Iran, and one of 5 regular trade and travel routes with Pakistan. Afghan security forces have been struggling to stem rapid Taliban gains, which have shocked the U.S.-backed government and its international backers. Meantime, senior Afghan officials are in Doha for an international conference which will discuss the Taliban's blitz across Afghanistan. Abdullah Abdullah heads the Afghan government's Reconciliation Council and is among one of the officials who will attend Thursday's talks. Ahead of the meeting, a Taliban political office spokesperson reported through Al Jazeera television that if the Afghan government wants to further go down the political path and solve the problems through dialogue, we are ready. While the capital of Kabul itself has not been directly threatened in the advance, the stunning speed of the offensive raises questions of how long the Afghan government can maintain its control of the slithers of the country it has left. Zambians head to the polls Thursday to choose a new president, parliament, and local representatives in a general election that analysts say will be a test for one of Africa's pillars of democracy. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us. VOA News.